Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Acts 2:14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The purpose of Pentecost beyond the upper room, part 2. And this part 2 is the explosion of kingdom vision. The explosion. Maybe you can qualify it as kingdom dreams and vision. But I'll be anchoring more on kingdom vision. In the morning, we saw that beyond Pentecost, there is the raising of a prophetic generation. Now we are seeing that beyond Pentecost, there is the explosion of kingdom dreams and vision. The question is, what are kingdom visions or dreams? Now, we are not just referring to the kind of visions we talked about in the morning. We are talking about a prophetic generation. That is a part of it. But there are 5 things that we are referring to when we say Pentecost makes there to be an explosion. First is access. Kingdom visions refer to access. Access to divine plan and agenda on the earth. Access to divine plan. Divine plans and agenda on the earth. That is, Pentecost will make us to have access to divine plans and agenda on the earth. Number 2, insight into God's blueprint for his purposes on earth. When we say a person possesses kingdom vision, it means that person has insight into God's blueprint for his purposes on the earth. Number 3, kingdom visions refer to the picture of the future of God's program on the earth. The picture of the future of God's program on the earth. Pentecost will make men and women to catch a picture of the future of God's program on the earth. Number 4, insight into God's intention, God's intentions and desires. Insight into God's intentions and desires. Talking about kingdom dreams and visions. Finally, the revelation of God's mode of operation on
on the earth. The revelation of God's mode of operation, modus operandi on the earth. How does God intend to carry out his purpose on earth? So there will be an explosion of men who have access into divine plan and agenda, an explosion of people who have insight into God's blueprint for his purposes on the earth. People who will have a picture of the future of God's program on the planet earth. People who will have insight into God's intention and desire. And finally, people who will have a revelation of God's mode of operation. Can somebody say amen? When we talk about kingdom vision, it's not just pastors or apostles, it's the people of the kingdom. Now, what are the characteristics of kingdom vision? What qualifies a thing to be called a vision from heaven? Number one, kingdom visions, number one, they have their origin in God. The kingdom visions have their origin in God. It is not a matter of personal ambition or decision. Human beings don't originate vision. They don't. They have their origin in God. God is the originator of vision. Kingdom visions are not things that somebody just formed. Number two, they are original and authentic. Original and authentic. They are not synthetic. They are not photocopies. Listen, a kingdom vision is not an attempt to duplicate what somebody else is doing. Somebody met me someday, say, pray for me. I want to be another parliamentary in so and so state. That is too disrespectful. That is too disrespectful. God has only one wild donkey, not two. He has only one Kenneth E. Hagin. They are authentic. They are original. Any vision that is a competition has its origin from another source. Take your seat. There are so many things people are calling visions today that are not visions at all. They are original. They are authentic. Kingdom visions are not competitions or imitations. They are original. They are authentic. Let me add this. A kingdom vision is not an attempt to outdo or deshine another. They are authentic. They are original. So number one, they have their origin in God. Two, they are original and authentic. Three, they are not profit or gain oriented. They are not profit or gain oriented. Financial consideration is never the driver of a kingdom vision. The most important consideration For kingdom vision is impact, not income. Every time anybody makes a move and money was the number one factor, it may be a business but not a kingdom vision. Number four, they are focused on the glorification of God. Bringing glory to God is a major passion of kingdom vision. Kingdom vision is not centered on human popularity. It's not a crave for personal notoriety. It's not an opportunity for selfish publicity. There are those who struggle for fame and they say they have a vision. There are those who started churches and several things that God didn't call at all. They want to be known. And they end up unknown. They are focused on the glorification of God. What number was that? Number five, they are focused on the manifestation of the character and principles of the kingdom. The manifestation of the character and principles of the kingdom. Anywhere you come in touch with a genuine kingdom vision, they show you the right way to do things, the kingdom way to do things. The godly way to do things. For example, when a church is running a university, for example, they are meant to show the government how to do it. When a church is running a school, they are meant to show the secular world how to do it. Principles of the kingdom. Take your seat. Number six, they are focused on the revelation of God. They are focused on the revelation of God. Bringing the world to the knowledge of God. Making the world to come to know God. Anybody running a vision and that vision does not make anybody to know God, it is just a business. Finally, number seven, they are focused on impacting both humanity and eternity. Impacting both humanity and eternity. Lives are touched and changed, and the kingdom is expanded. Hallelujah. Impacting both humanity and eternity. Lives are changed, and the kingdom is expanded. Somebody say, Lord, amen. I like to say, beloved, that every genuine vision will break forth in the move of God. It might not be national, but there will be a dimension of a move of God. And every move of God impacts society. Is that mama sleeping? By you. This one. Light. It's alright.
England, or rather in Europe, happened by the revival of Martin Luther, by the translation of the first Bible, the printing press, the Wittenberg press, was literally manufactured to translate the Bible. The first work that press did was to translate the Bible, and the mechanical revolution exploded. The industrial revolution in England, it was the outflow of the Wesleyan revival. John Wesley, Charles Wesley, raising people like William Wilberforce. By that revival, the land was impacted because it was a genuine kingdom vision. And you all know that education in the world is a product of the church. Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, John Hopkins, Princeton, 8 out of 10 of the top universities in the world. We are universities, some of them started as Bible schools. That's the impact of the church of the world. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Say amen. Amen. As at the year of 1953, Korea had only one tarred road. The whole of South Korea, in fact, Korea, the Korean War scattered Korea. It was 90% Buddhist, less than 99%. But today, the gospel exploded upon South Korea. And Korea now is one of the 20 developed nations of the earth, 1 in 20. Korea today is one among the 20th largest economies in the world by the impact of the gospel. Can somebody say loud amen? What of America? The gospel in America, the awakenings by Charles G. Finney and Sir Jonathan Edwards and those men in America, those awakenings took America to be number one nation of the world today. I see somebody here. God is about to use your life to change this generation in an unusual way. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. It. Tell you a funny story. You know, this place was more like a wilderness before we came here. Open the place, you all know very well. Thugs, ruffians, terrible people were all here. We came here and then many of them disappeared. There was no road here. We brought the third road, brought the street light, brought water, brought transformers here. We bought one for the community, bought one transfer for ourselves, and so on and so forth. But a van for the police, and we wrote on it, donated by Dynamis Area 1. Recently I saw that van so battered, so beaten, and I felt bad because it had our name on it. So then the DPO came to my office. And I asked him, I said, what can we do for you people? He said, too many things. He brought a list, plenty list. What to change, chairs to buy, all manner. And then he said, we should help them maintain the vehicle. I said, all right, bring the vehicle. Let's see what we can do. When they brought the van, we took it to the mechanic. The mechanic said, it's a no-go area. He said the vehicle is not redeemable. See, the engine is zero. And we cannot return it to them like that. So we have paid for another one. To give it to them.
And then probably assist them to maintain it strictly. And then we can return the old one and the new one back to them. Because there is, the mechanic says there is, it has no redemption value. It's irredeemable. But the fellow is very happy. Is God speaking to somebody here? Lift up your head and say, Father, I receive a kingdom vision to change my generation. I receive that vision. Now, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Some people will be sitting down here asking me, Pastor, must I be a pastor before you talk about kingdom vision? No. God is breaking forth things, innovations, ideas, concepts on the minds of kingdom people. And I'll give you just a few examples. Maybe you are a transport company owner. You may not have just listened to this. And God gave you the vision of making that transportation company an evangelistic outreach. I said, kingdom vision is not profit to me. It's not profit that was the focus. But there is no way there will be impact and there is no income. See, this transport company, we have a driver employed, a conductor employed, an evangelist employed. As they are traveling in the night bus or day bus to Onisha, there is one, someone in the car, in the bus. Give them breakfast preaching, lunch preaching, dinner preaching before they reach. Give altar call. Lead them to Christ. In between the preachings, worship is on in the vehicle. Message is on. It's a vision that God could give a person. Someone else could have the vision of running a school for repentant prostitutes. Someone else could have the vision of a fashion company, especially for women, that would redefine fashion and colonize culture. And just let the world know that it doesn't have to be naked to be beautiful. It's a vision. God can give somebody the vision of a housing estate where you step in and you feel God. And everything there is run according to the dictates of the kingdom. It's a kingdom vision. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Someone in the movie industry or the film industry, we see how Hollywood is discipling the world. Nollywood discipling the world. There are people who learned crime from films, learned immorality on films, learned rape, learned drugging people and so on. And somebody said, I just received a kingdom vision to run a film company where we can disciple a generation and colonize a culture. We are going to act things, and inside the action, there are subtle messages that will change culture. It's a vision. It's a kingdom vision. Somebody can have a health and a medical center, maybe as a doctor. And when were medical students were told that more people visit hospitals than they visit churches, were told that that's true. The person that will never attend a church will attend the hospital. And supposing a Holy Ghost filled doctor is on duty, or the hospital has a vision to minister to this total man, spirit, soul, and body. Inject the body, impact the soul, renovate the spirit. And I didn't practice for too long, just very, very briefly. But I know that as many as came into contact with me, maybe 90 to 95% of them, the consulting table was a pulpit. Kingdom vision. Don't just work for money, live by vision. Let's stop existing to make a living. Let's start existing to make a difference. Let us stop running businesses. Let us start running visions. Say that again. Pastor, tell the members of the church, let us stop running, just running businesses. Let's start running visions. The hairdressing salon can be a vision. The barbing salon can be a vision. The taxi cab, the driver and the taxi man, your vehicle and your bill and your what you are doing can be a vision. That is what Pentecost came to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up your hand and shout the loudest hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Lift your right and say, Father, I am ready to run a vision, a kingdom vision. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Don't just be a pastor, follow a vision. Don't just be in business, pursue a vision. Don't just be a politician, run a vision. And run a vision doesn't mean you have to start a church. Can be 20,000 members of a church, and 20,000 members of that church have a particular vision they are running with their business. And they are pulling people to church from their restaurant. And they are dragging people to God from their hairdressing salon. Because they are pursuing a particular agenda that heaven gave them. Hello? When we run like this, we just run the devil back to hell in a short time. And the outcome of that is that Jesus will come shortly. Somebody say louder, amen. To be visionless is to be doomed. To be visionless is to be futureless. Those who live only for money don't have a future. Those who live by vision cannot be cut short. He said, for where there is no vision, the people perish. So where there is vision, you must flourish. Somebody say amen. Young ladies, don't live a visionless life. And somebody say, what is your vision? Say, to get married. That is not a vision. In fact, if that is what is on your mind, you are going to definitely marry the wrong man. Because if getting married is the only vision you have for life, an occultist man who arrives means your vision has arrived. A killer who comes for your hand in marriage has fulfilled your vision. But when you know what you are alive for, when you see the man and he's not talking your language, you know. Say, I want to get married, but not this time. When you see the man and he's not talking your language, he's not you are talking heaven, he's talking earth. You are talking eternity, he's talking carnality. Somebody say a loud amen. Take your seat. Finally, how do you arrive at kingdom vision? I'm sure you know I'm taking it very gentle. Number one, because of time. Number two, for the conservation of my voice. How? differently in the language of the Spirit. Yes, by speaking abundantly in the language of the Spirit. This ministry started after a 72 hours of being with God and blowing in tongues endlessly. I was at a junction of my life and I didn't know which way to turn. God, what are you saying? Larata Jagobakata Letereke Paketikiziki Lakarakadasa. I'm doing it for you. Paul Yonggi-chul said, dreams and visions are the language of the Holy Ghost. Hello? The dreams and visions are the language of the Holy Ghost. So when you speak in tongues, he responds with dreams. When you speak in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost replies with vision. He communicates in visions. He communicates in dreams. Dreams and visions are the language of the Holy Ghost. It was while praying in the Spirit that Oral Roberts got the vision from Oral Roberts University. Zachariah, are you saying something, Lord? Number two, by watching in prayer and fasting. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run, that read at it. Waiting. Take a day. Take 2 days. Take 3 days. Especially if you are at a junction of life, or if there is confusion, or if things are not clear. Lord, what are you saying? Then he will make himself known. Finally, by company with people of vision. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. That was Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Beloved, as iron sharpeneth iron, vision begets vision. You don't necessarily reproduce another person's vision, but their vision provokes vision. Someone say amen. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. The Bible said, mine eye affecteth mine heart. What your eyes see changes what your heart believes. God's servant Benson Idahosa of blessed memory, who is early but not late, went to Robert's University and he said, God, this kind of thing can be done anywhere in the world. God's servant, but we need to know the same thing. I saw Canaan land from the scratch and it has become a global city. So it is not hard for me to believe what God was showing me. The vision of the Lord's garden is uniquely different from this. Uniquely. But that one provokes something. Am I communicating? When you walk with visionless people, you are futureless. Don't manage friends. And can I dare to say this? Fatherhood is not by sentiment. Stand up on your feet. No. Anybody who cannot inspire you cannot father you. Stand up.
with time. It's not sentiment. Let's not be sentimental. Let's be practical. Vision challenges vision. Vision provokes vision. Somebody say amen. And so, tonight, my confidence is that there is going to be a distribution of kingdom vision. Overnight, as we sleep, as we wake, as we carry out our business assignments, everybody will be on your feet. Please, nobody knows until we share the grace. Meeting by 8:30 should be true. Lift up your tongues everywhere. Just give him the praise. Give him the honor. There is enough originality in God for him to show you something that you have not heard of before. You may have heard of something similar, maybe an outreach pattern. There is enough originality in God. You're going to lift your hands and say, Father, in this vision expression, let me not be left out. Let me say something to you. Please remain standing. One of our members, one day, about 14 years ago, we're having a meeting in the basement of our church here. And I said, there is someone here, God asked you to start a bank. That was like a Friday service, all night. And on Wednesday, a young man, an architect, God asked him to start a bank. He said, me, bank, how? I am an architect. No business. God, I'm not hearing you. This is not for me. On Wednesday, then on Friday, I said, someone here, God asked you to start a bank. You are saying, how can it be? It shall be. He ran out. I laid hands on him. He went on the power. Then he went to school. First degree to read banking and finance. Master's business administration. MBA finance. Not too long ago, he said to me, the bank is a bank for children and women. How? He said, it is a bank whose profit is to cater for the welfare of children and women. He told me that. It was a definite vision, not a money-making thing. That's what I'm talking about, kingdom vision. And even though you tarry, wait for it. Next time I saw him, he said, the bank license is ready. CBL has given us license. Next time I asked him, I said, so what about the capitalization, the money, basic amount of money you need in millions? He said, it is ready. Next time he met me, he said, please give us a date for the dedication. I said, all right. I give you that. We went. He started in their own property, no renting.
from the scratch.
And he said, I'd like you to be our first customer. What is that? I said, no challenge. But the vision came to pass. Lord, let me be part of this vision explosion in this end time. Open your mouth and speak to God. Help me, Lord, to be part of this vision explosion. In the crowd, from the front to the back, the gallery, the overflows, everywhere you are. You have a need of surrender to Jesus, a need for the forgiveness for your sins. You quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front here, and we shall pray for you. Surrender to Jesus and say, Pastor, before I can talk of having a vision, I need my sins forgiven. I'll give you the count.
You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us at Destiny Bookshop beside the Old Federal Secretary 81, Yerike, Abuja, Nigeria. Or call +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can't stop it. Child, Allah can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing, nothing, nothing can stop it.
You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming.